Beat breakfast with McDonald's. Mornings don't get better than this. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
It is a brand new week and we are so lucky to be joined. Killian's off for the week. We're so lucky to be joined by producer Lily this morning.
Good
who
morning.
Has stepped up to the plate. And we were chatting before the bank holiday weekend, Friday morning in the office. It's quite kind of girl heavy, I suppose, that office, isn't it?
Niall sure
kind of
is.
Sometimes walks by and goes, oh, the noise level.
I need
is
some
a lot.
lads to talk to.
But anyway, I don't even know how we got onto this conversation.
No, neither do I.
But we discovered in the office that when you were younger, Lily, you had some powers.
I did.
Go on.
It was just, I was kind of in touch with my spiritual senses.
Mm.
Okay.
It's kind of gone now. I don't know where. I wish I kind of did have it over some things. But yeah, when I was younger, I just used to get like weird feelings of certain things. And as I brought a picture into the office then this morning and I showed Niall and Shona, there was like my picture my mom took of me when I was younger. There was a spirit face in the background, like just weird things and
there's goosebumps.
Like my mom brought it, like, you know, she was like, oh my God, what is going on? And I used to be kind of saying weird things and it was just...
Like what? Like give us an example.
So this is weird, really weird now. So my parents, obviously I don't remember, my parents told me we used to drop my dad to work in an industrial estate and we were dropping him to work and I'd always wave at the window and my mum like, who are you waving at? And I'd be like, oh, I'm waving at this girl or whatever. And my dad then was flicking through then the newspaper, say a couple of weeks after or whatever, and do you know the way that you can have the remembrances on the newspapers? And I was like, oh, Dad, that was, now obviously I don't remember, Dad, that's the girl I'm waving at. And apparently that girl had died on her way home from work or something, she'd crashed her car there. And apparently that's who I was waving at, like just weird things. And my mom said that's one kind of thing that stood out to her. And I just used to get weird feelings as well. Like I remember when I moved out of my old house, I was like, I have a feeling something bad is going to happen up here, and like it did. And you just weird things, but it's gone now. And ever since, I do think since I moved house,
no way,
me and my mom have the suspicion that
it was
since
the house.
I was connected, it was something to do with that, because we had moved out and it was when I drove down the road I got that sense, and then a couple of weeks later we got bad news about on the road. Yeah. So
no.
I don't know though, like I don't know where I got it from. It's weird.
And because you were so small you don't remember it
so
clearly.
No, and that's the thing,
it's
I only have stories.
You.
Like I'm only reciting the stories that my parents have told me. Obviously I don't remember waving out the window, but my mum said I've done some questionable things over the years.
They must have been
she
like
was having shivers going to bed, like wondering, being like, is she seeing people and she's asleep or what is she? Do you know what's
describe
weird.
That picture that you brought in for us.
So I am standing at the door and sure I thought I was lovely with my red lipstick on, so my mum had to whip out the camera and there just then when she took it, my mum was looking afterwards. Now the picture is damaged itself now, but she was looking at it afterwards and she was like to my dad, Kevin, she was like, what is in the background of that picture? And then lo and behold, it was, she brought it like to say like a fortune teller or whatever. They were like, no, that's a spirit, like
in the picture.
It appeared in the picture, yeah.
And so did they say who it was?
They just said it's someone watching over me, and it's kind of a bit nice. My mom said it's same, but she was like, who is this?
Yeah, who's this stranger? This randomer.
Why are you showing up in the back of the picture?
It's funny because I have over the years in talk radio covered a lot of the spiritual stuff, and they do say kids are more open and susceptible to picking these things up. I've heard stories before of kids staring in the distance, seeing things, or you know, talking about an old lady in the house and mom and dad don't know who this person is. So I don't think you're alone in this.
No, and I do think there's an interesting kind of, I suppose, theory about the fact that it was linked to the house, because when you left, you don't seem to have any memory
of... Honest to God, we moved out, say, 6-7 years ago now, and like we drove onto that road then when I got the feeling about something happening. And it was only then when I got the feeling. So it's weird. It's really weird. And my mom sometimes, when we drive on, she's like, are you feeling Alison? She's like, she's like, will I even drive down here anymore? Because she's like, I don't want you to say Alison. Please.
Are we on our own here this morning? There's nobody else in the room, Lily.
I wonder though, if you have that like in you, I wonder though, could you connect to it again? It's very, I'm always fascinated.
Yeah, I know, because it's just kind of gone now, and I'm like, I'd love to just be able to be like, why did that not happen?
Yeah,
but like,
and
why,
how
yeah,
and what, like,
yeah,
to, exactly. To know more about it as an adult, because as Niall said, I think as kids you are probably more open and you don't question as much and you kind of just
go with it.
Yeah,
some very interesting stories, photos coming into us this morning. Let's start and hear from Kelly. Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
We're good. Listen, darling, this is a tough one. So thank you so much for matching in firstly and sharing it with us. If you're okay to talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we first got pregnant and we lost the baby, so we buried our son.
So sorry, darling.
then we had our daughter. So then when she was about 3 or 4, she said, "Mam," she said, "there's a boy there waving at me." And I was like, "What? There's a little boy waving at me." I was like, "Right, okay." She goes, "He says he's my brother." I was like, "Right." So then we were in a two-story house and we had another little toy pink minis that the children used to have years ago.
Yeah.
So we didn't charge that with ages. So it was under the stairs. So the battery was completely dead in it. Mm. Next thing you know, she said, "Mammy," she said, "Sky is sitting in my car." Next thing you know, you could hear the motor going in it and it moved out and it hit off the radiator in the hall. No, I was like, "Oh my God." And she said, "Mammy's after running back in again into the sitting room and he's waving at me. He's smiling." I was like, "Oh Christ." So then my mum had her one day. She was after collecting her and she was in the buggy and she was there sucking on a lollipop. And she kept putting her hand out with the lollipop in her hand and she kept doing it. And she was giggling as well, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She was giggling as well. And so mum said, "What are you doing?" She goes, "I'm sharing my lollipop with my brother." And I was just like going, "Oh my God."
And we never used to talk about
it. No, we never really spoke about him because she was so young, she wouldn't have understood. Yeah. And he was only with us for such a short time. Like, I was only a couple of months gone and I lost him. Oh, and like, I have his scan picture in the photo frame and I have a little lamp thing done up, but we never really spoke much of it because she was too young to understand it. And then she kept talking about it. She was mentioning him.
Rainbow baby.
Yeah, she was our rainbow. Yeah.
She weren't supposed to get pregnant.
No, they told me not to get pregnant for 6 months after her, after Skye. And I got pregnant on her. And then the one March of 2017, I had another miscarriage, Patrick's weekend, and I got pregnant soon after. And that's when I had my twins.
Okay.
So all my children are rainbow babies.
Yeah.
Kelly. Is that your mom there with you this morning as well?
Yeah, my mum's with me. Yeah.
Hi, mom. And what age is your daughter now?
She's nearly 12.
Okay. And does she have any memory of?
Not really. Like, it's often. She'd mention him now. She'd say, "Mam," said, "you don't have 3 children, you have 4. So she'd always keep the talk of him going. And then the other two are like, so I explained to the other two then, like they're 7, who Skye was and the story with him. And they used to tell, so I told them what Lexi used to see.
Yeah.
And I even remember my husband, I was off with my friends one night and he rang me, "So Kelly, you have to come home, you have to come home, you have to come home." I said, "Why, what's wrong?" She said, "I just seen someone at the end of the bed." I went, "What? I seen someone at the end of the bed." So I'm nearly sure my husband saw him as well, because he explained what he looked like. And Lexi goes, "Yeah, that's who I was waving at."
Wow.
Oh my God.
I'm kind of jealous. I'm jealous of them.
You've missed out, but is there a comfort there for you, kind of feeling that he's there with you?
Yeah. That he's there. Yeah, no, it did freak me out at first, especially when the car went. I freaked out. And I think I freaked my daughter out then as well.
Yeah.
Because I freaked out, because she came out, she ran up to my arms and she just hugged into me and she was like, "I'm scared." I said, "No, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay, don't be scared. He's minding you." Do you know, it was nice to see, because as I said, when you had him a short time, I was only pregnant a short time with him, and for the amount of time I had him that I carried him for, I had to bury him. And so it's a comfort to know that he's there. He was looking after his little sister.
Yeah, keeping an eye.
He was. He really was. Gary, you're so brave, and Mom as well. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
I've made her cry.
Oh, sorry, Mom.
Oh, Mom, are you okay?
Okay.
We're okay.
Darling, we're sending you hugs, okay?
Thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
Thanks,
girls.
No bother.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye. That's Kelly and Mam there. An unbelievable story, really. We might just return to Sarah because she's had a number of incidents here. Let's have a listen.
Morning, Beat. How are you? I was just listening in there about the suspicions, and my mom always said that she knew if something bad was ever going to happen. So she always said that one night she just woke up from her sleep and she thought something really bad was going to happen to one of us, and it actually did. Everything turned out to be fine, but she woke up in a panic thinking something was going to happen to someone, one of her kids, and it did. And she also always says that the night before either her mom or her dad passed away, she heard the banshee cry. She always says that she heard the banshee cry the night before. I don't know whether her mom or her dad, one of them passed away. And another time that something else happened. I'm not sure what else happened, but the night before something else happened, my granddad's walking stick used to be downstairs, and like my granddad passed away at this stage, but the walking stick was still there, and the walking stick just started banging off the wall, and then something bad happened. Another time, my brother came rushing into my mum's house, and at the time my brother was a fireman, and he came in and he said that something bad was going to happen to the house, that a picture had fallen off his wall in his own house of my mum. So he came out running out to my mum, says, being like, something bad is going to happen and you're going to need me. And my mum was like, no, nothing bad is going to happen, like, don't worry, you know, you're overthinking it. And that night then, our house went up on fire, and like that, my mum had to call my brother because he was a fireman. So yeah, loads of crazy stuff has happened in our family. But yeah, my mother always said that she could sense things, and my brother, the exact same, always said he could sense when something was going to happen.
Well, wow. I don't know if it's a power I'd want to have.
I don't know. Listen to that. But the only thing is, Lily, you weren't on your own.
You're not on your own.
Yeah, I found a bit of comfort this morning. Yeah.
But do you almost, like, even talking about it now, and it, like, obviously you're an adult, but do you feel like it's still something that you're a bit, like, wary of saying?
Yeah, because wary of saying too. But then sometimes I'm like, you know, when you just have your own thoughts, like,
yeah.
I'm like, am I being, like, weird here, or am I just, like, overthinking? Do you know,
yeah.
Like, I'm like, I need to, like, it's like I can't find the balance if I, like, I'm like, oh, am I, like, is that a sign, or is that something
is it a vibe?
Or is it because when I was a child, I was just so innocent that I just said what I thought, you know,
yes,
that way?
Yeah.
Like, because now that I am an adult, I'm like, we all have our own intuitive thoughts all that stuff. So I'm like, maybe I'm like, am I getting signs and maybe not realising it? But I do think ever since that, I did move house, it 100%.
Okay.
I am linked definitely to my old house and certain things, and it is just weird, but I would love to be able
I don't want signs. I want to be blissfully ignorant. I'm just laying
it out
there.
There's no surprise there.
So what I want to do is, I just want to do a little quick survey here with you, and then we'll see if the Southeast is a posh yoke like you or a posh nope like me, right?
Okay.
So these are other foods that I would eat with my hands, my fingers, and I just want to know, have you ever tried to use a knife and fork with these? A burger.
Sometimes when it's too big for my mouth, I will have to cut it. So I will cut it in pieces and maybe take it piece by piece, but I won't eat with the knife and fork. But I will use the knife and fork to, like, sometimes you get those, like, smash burgers,
yeah,
or, like, they're really loaded.
Sometimes I will just cut it in half to get it into my mouth. So that's kind of okay. Okay, here's one.
Yeah.
Ribs.
Always use a fork.
You can't.
You
have to pick up the rib.
You're
and
on
no,
your
no,
own.
No, 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 no.
I don't pick up a rib. I've never picked up a rib. I've always cut the meat off. I don't like sticky fingers. No.
Oh my god, that's blown my mind. Corn on the cob.
Fork.
Aguayda.
I stick the fork into it, lather of butter, and then I bite it off. I can't get my head around putting, like, my fingers at each end. Maybe I am posh. Am I? I don't know. Yeah, no.
Chicken wings.
Again, I use a knife.
Oh. Really? This is madness.
Absolutely. No, that's just illegal.
There's not even enough on a chicken wing to get a fork
into.
I know
I have struggled. Like, even I went to that place, you know that place in Dublin that's famous for the chicken wings?
Yes, I know. Elephant
it's called
Castle.
Elephant Castle. And they do, like, the blue cheese dip. And I remember the first time I went there and I was with someone and they were like, are you actually cutting up a chicken wing and dipping it into the blue cheese? And I was like, yes, I am. What else have you
got? Okay, the last thing I haven't made is for now. And if I've missed anything, please shout. A hot dog. We might break the rules on this one. She might use her hands.
I've used my hands for a hot dog.
Okay.
From memory, I've never chopped up a hot dog, so no.
God,
I think I'm dead.
With
my fingers. But the rest of them.
Okay. Well, my mind is blown, particularly with the chicken wings and the spare ribs.
Can you find anybody else out there this morning that eats ribs and wings with their knife and fork?
I don't believe they're out there.
So
I believe you are out on your own.
Don't leave me, in the words of Dermot Kennedy, outnumbered. Please, somebody, like, own up to the fact that it is. Oh, there's somebody that said they'd eat their beans on toast. Janice.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my simple question to you this morning, are you, like, show a posh yoke, or are you, like me, a posh nope?
I think you headed into this feeling quite cocky and confident.
Yeah.
Like, looking for...
I thought
for...
you were a real oddball.
Yeah.
And I thought you were one of a kind,
and
which I still believe. But... You have people. Yeah, you have people on your side.
I have found my people.
The recurring theme in the messages we're getting this morning is a lot of people do not like their fingers to be dirty and sticky, and that is why they are taking your extreme route when it comes to food, like Philip, who's on the line. Good morning, Philip. How are you?
Morning, Bees. How are you guys?
We're good and now, we're good. Now, talk to us. Let's start with pizza. Where do you stand on pizza?
Well, to be honest now, I'm a chef. Okay, or ex-chef, call it that way.
Okay.
So, always hands dirty and all those things. But I would eat everything with a knife and fork. I don't like having sticky fingers at all. So, yes, pizza, fork and knife. Burger, fork and knife. And I would debone the fish as well with a fork and knife. Yeah.
And I don't know if you eat, like, do chefs eat beans on toast? Or where do you stand on beans on toast?
I don't particularly eat that, but probably fork, definitely. Yeah, maybe to bake it. Yeah.
Philip, would you pick up a chicken nugget?
that's a good one.
Have you ever had a chicken nugget?
I'll use the fork just maybe to break and dip in the sauce. Yeah, I will definitely use the fork. As I said, I recently forced myself to eat the chicken wings with the hands.
And how did it go?
I will pick one and I have to kind of have a tissue or something to wipe and then start with the other one. I can't. Yeah. No, I can't.
Yeah, like you tried
it. Fair play to you. Yeah, I tried.
It's not the life for you, Philip, and it's not the life for me either. Do you know what I mean?
Your fingers are too precious.
Too precious, yeah. Woke up this
morning. Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
It's time for Blind Rankings. And Lily has stepped up this morning and has picked the themes, the topics for both of us. Show is going to go first. What are you giving her?
Sad lines from movies. Oh. So there might be an owl tear shed this morning. So
you need the cry.
I really need the big
when you
cry.
Said you needed the cry.
This is we were talking about this yesterday because you had said you had a cry over
Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah, a classic emotional roller coaster of a movie. Apparently, it is though, is it?
Yeah. Oh no, just at the end, it's quite emotional. Yeah.
I said to the girls in work yesterday that I think I'm actually going to go today with Eve to see Lilo and Stitch, and one of our colleagues, Alice, said that she did not prepare herself for what was to come. Oh. Yeah, she was.
You wouldn't expect that
sobbing.
From a kids movie.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. She'll look at Coco. And
true. Yeah. Anyway, let's get going. Here's clip number one. Sad lines from movies.
Clark, a few weeks should have passed by the time you read this. If you followed the instructions, you'll be in Paris on one of those chairs that never sit quite level on the pavement. I hope it's still sunny.
Gone.
What is the movie?
That's Me Before You.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I won't give it away. No spoilers.
I do remember at the time, I think I was working, Trish and Emma were here, and I think they went to see it twice because they got such a good cry out the first time that they felt, actually, yeah, I might go again and get another one out.
I was living in Castlebridge at the time with Tom.
Home of the Guinness Book of World Records.
Did you know that, Lily?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I know.
You'll be hearing a lot about it over the next year. It's the anniversary.
But I was in the bed on my own. We had a TV in the bedroom and Tom came up and he said, "What's happened?"
Has there been a family crisis?
It's just like tissues and like tears and it's very emotional, isn't
it?
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's a hard watch. Yeah. That's a good one now. That's a good one for a good cry. I think that has to be a number two, Lily.
Okay. Number two. Okay. Guys, going in early.
Yeah.
Right, here is clip number two.
I could tell he was still sad. I didn't want him to be sad.
Doodle dog. Boss dog. Huh?
I knew I was here to love Ethan and make him happy. I didn't want to leave him like this.
No.
I'm definitely ready for the big cry. Yeah. That is a dog's purpose.
I know.
I am pathetic. I am emotional.
Did you tell me yesterday that that's worse than Marley?
In some ways, it actually is. Oh. Like, it's because I think you go through the heartbreak a number of times. Yeah. Have you not seen it?
No, I'm never going to watch it.
Well, I wouldn't. Yeah.
No, I'm never, ever, ever going to watch it. Okay. I only did Marley and Me once, and it just it was terrible. It was me and my housemate, my best friend since childhood. We had
sorry, you don't mean to laugh because did you come in at like the end of the, like what?
No, we'd been out the night before. Yeah, we stayed up till 6 a.m. Got up again about half one and says, "Let's try this. Sure, we know what's going to happen."
Like they'd been out, Lily. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
And in the middle of it, we ordered pizza, and the pizza arrived just before the Marty bit at the end, and I cried so much that my pizza was wet. And I couldn't talk to my house. We couldn't even look at each other. We could just hear each other going.
Horrendous.
Yeah, so anyway, no, dog's purpose, not doing it.
No. Like, I don't know, because I don't want to give away my number one, but that is, like, I don't know. Oh, God. This is really hard, actually. This is the hardest challenge I've faced. I'm gonna put that number three because I still think,
keep
like,
keep an option open just
in
case.
There might be, like, a bit. Look, let's face it, I'm probably going to cry at everything.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Are.
Go on.
Okay, so, clip number three.
I don't want to ask you for any favors, but if you have the time, and from what I saw you have plenty, please fix this for me. It's a eulogy for Hazel. She asked me to write one, and I'm trying. I could use a little flair. We all want to be remembered. But Hazel's different.
Hmm. It's incredible. I have not seen this movie.
What is it?
The Fault in Our Stars. And I think I did try to watch it. And just before I went to watch it, somebody told me that's horrendous. And I wasn't ready for
the big cry.
The big cry. You have to be in the mood for the big cry, don't you?
Yeah.
So is it good, Lily?
Yeah, I thought it was quite good.
I also associate Charlie XCX, Boom Clap is from that movie.
Yes. Through no fault of its own.
It's no circumstance.
It's going at number five, but I will put it on my list. Okay, go on.
I was just a message in this morning that did you know there's a dog's purpose too, Peter said.
No, I don't think we need to do that. Peter,
one is more than enough for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, here's clip number four.
Clammy Thomas J.
Oh, geez.
His face hurts. And where is his glasses? He can't see without his glasses. Put his glasses on.
Are you okay, Sho?
This is the first time that I ever cried. Sorry, Lily. I've talked about this on the show before. I went to the cinema to see this, and I ate a load of eclairs. I didn't know that my aunt's new husband was trying to bond with me, so he brought me to the cinema to see my girl. And a bit like you with your pizza, I just remember there being drips all over the packet of eclairs. That is hands down, like probably. Like, that's number one for me. Like, that is horrific. Yeah. And to watch that as a child and the friendship that those two have. Yeah. Thomas J and Veda. My girl in at number one.
A new drag queen called Veda. One left. It's your number four slot. This is your final clip.
A dog has no use for fancy cars or big homes or designer clothes. A waterlogged stick will do just fine. A dog doesn't care if you're rich or poor. Give him your heart and he'll give you his.
That is Marley. I'm really sorry. This is terrible radio. I find this very upsetting. Honestly, I didn't mean to do this. Like, okay. I thought I could have the crack with it. I'm absolutely useless.
She's absolutely devastated. It's going to be hard to pick herself up for the goss after this. Give us your top five sad movie lines.
The Fault in Our Stars is at number five. Number four is Marley and Me, which is also horrendous. Number three, A Dog's Purpose, horrific, traumatic. And number two, Me Before You, like romantic and like heartbreaking, and in at number one. And actually, I kind of like probably would have put Marley and Me maybe a little bit higher.
I think that one goes back so far for you, you know, in terms of trauma. It's a worthy number one.
The eclairs, and my girl is number one, and it's very sad actually. My aunt's marriage didn't last to that man.
He took you for one cinema outing and they broke up.
Stayed married for a few years.
Get up! Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Yes. Time for my blind rankings. No crying, I hope.
No, there definitely won't be. I know what your topic is.
What is my theme and topic then?
Household appliances.
Household appliances. Great. Yes. Okay. I'm trying to decide. What's my judging scale here? Is it the sound or is it what they do that I go for? Like, I'd be useless at identifying them.
I think the sound, because like, you know, when you think about like you're in the kitchen or you're in your house, like what is the sound that kind of goes, oh yeah, that's great.
Right, let's see.
Okay,
let's see if I get any. Here is household appliance number one. What is it?
Toaster.
A toaster.
Yeah. There is a dodgy look, toaster now.
Yeah, it is. It's not great toaster. But there is a... Will you stop at your boobs?
My bra is uncomfortable.
You're really distracting me. I'm trying to think of toast here. There is a kind of happy sound knowing that your toast is ready.
Pops, yeah.
But then I often like... I'm kind of keeping an eye on it and decide my own level.
Yay.
Because
I had
this something you need to know, Lily, about me. And that is, I'm scared of everything. Okay,
okay.
So I'm even scared of like the sound of a toaster popping. You remember that Catherine Tate character? She'd walk around the house, go, ah!
That's Niall.
And my nanny used to think, right, that the matron in the maternity hospital must have been nasty to me because I cried for 18 months when I was born.
Did you?
Non-stop.
I didn't know that.
I cried and cried and
really?
Cried, and that's what made me scared of everything. So lawnmower, scared of him.
Oh my god!
Toasters. What was it? There's something else last
I bet
week.
You were afraid of, like, I remember Eve was when she was younger, the hand dryers in public places. They're very loud.
No, no issue there.
And barista coffee places. She didn't like them either.
Okay, toaster is going in at number, I'm going to do a Josh on it, and it's going at number 3. That's the easy option on your first choice. You put it in the middle.
Okay.
Now, until you set the scale.
Here's appliance number 2. It's a kettle.
It's not a great kettle either, is it? Your appliances need updating. I was going to get you a voucher for Argos, but we don't have Argos anymore. It used to be great for the appliances.
You can only get what you get on YouTube. She wasn't going to go around recording the actual appliances.
I do have to say, find the sound of a kettle boiling quite comforting.
Yeah, I do as well. Like the thought that you're getting a cup of tea or coffee, like I think there's something lovely and homely about that.
Yeah, it's going in at number 2.
Oh, jeopardy.
On to clip 3.
He wouldn't be familiar with this.
Blender?
Hoover, yeah.
Hoover.
When was the last time you hoovered?
I've hoovered only last week. Oh, now I have to do a big clean this weekend before I go on my holidays. Heard better hoovers too now, to be honest.
Jeez, you're very past remarkable.
Very 90s. Everything's louder than they are nowadays. You know? Number 4 for the hoover. So, Jeopardy. 2 left.
Okay.
I have number 5 and number 1. Here's my 4th appliance.
Oh yeah. Washing machine. He's questioning all
my
of
washing machine sounds nothing like that.
That could be a drill.
Number 5.
It's only number 1 left.
Only number 1.
God, what could this be? And it's a nice long one as well. 7 seconds.
Okay, here we go.
Oh.
A good friend of mine.
Bing.
A very good friend of mine has been my trusted kitchen buddy for many years. It's a microwave, yeah?
Yeah. What did we do before microwaves? Like, do you know...
Everything went in the oven.
Yeah. But like, even if you wanted to like put in a cup of tea or like heat up a... You know, like...
Yeah, I don't approve of some of the things people put in microwaves here in the workplace.
What you do with your own microwave is your business. You
eggs
know?
And stuff. I'm putting that in number 5. I like everything about the microwave. I like the beep, beep, beep. I like the door close sound, and I like the final ping or whatever it does. So.
And visually, I love the light.
Yeah,
microwave.
Watching the plate spin. So my top 5 appliance sounds: number 5 washing machine, number 4 hoover, number 3 toaster, number 2 kettle, and the number 1 is the microwave.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
It's time for Beat the Bomb at the Ashton Park Hotel in Gorey, ahead of their new steakhouse opening and giving it a go this morning. We're off to Clonroach right now, and Luke is there. Hi Luke, how's the form?
Hey Niall, how's things?
Good. What are you up to this morning?
Me and Matthew are just on the way down to college down in Waterford.
Okay. Okay. Have you much left
still
in college?
It's phase 4. It's for electoral friendship.
Okay.
Ah, okay, okay. And so when do you finish up then?
Finished on the 17th of June, so not long left.
Okay. And are there exams?
We have an exam this morning, actually.
Oh, lads, setting yourselves up for the day with a bit of Beat the Bomb. Tell us this, what's the exam in?
It's a practical exam for a 3-phase power.
3-phase power show, is that your area of expertise?
Obviously, yeah. What do you do in that then? Just give it in, like, you know, one sentence.
Jeez, I don't know. It's hard to explain in one sentence, to be fair.
Okay, it's a complicated process. I understand. Yeah. I understand, Luke. Tell us this. Any holidays? Are you going on any sun holidays?
Yeah, I have a holiday at the end of July. Going to Malta.
Everyone's going to Malta.
We were chatting to a girl this morning.
Trina's Caitlin. Going to Malta. I just met our chief technical officer, Pat. He's off to Malta in a week or two. Malta is the place to be this summer.
Is Matthew going with you, Luke?
No, I'm going with a few of my mates.
The lads. Lads.
Okay, the other lads. Poor Matthew.
The other lads.
Is Matthew there? Like, do you want to say hello? Or...
Yeah, how are you doing?
Matthew. You're alive. You're real. Are you going on holidays?
Nothing planned yet, no.
Okay, all right. Well, this could be a nice little getaway for the two of you.
Yeah, Park Hotel.
If you get the highest score of the week, which is currently 11. So are you ready to join forces and see how you get on?
Okay, let's do it. Good luck.
Beat the bomb on Beat Breakfast.
Okay, lads, what sports company logo is called the Swoosh?
Nike
is right. What singer is announcing a new single today? It's called Manchild.
Sabrina
Carpenter. Is right. What fairy tale character is known for having very long hair?
Rapunzel. Yeah, Rapunzel.
Yes, lads. What is the square root of 121?
11.
Yes. 11. Who is the lead singer of U2?
Bono.
Is right. Who won the Formula One Grand Prix in Spain last weekend?
The Astri.
Yes. What is the Irish word for goodbye?
Pass.
That's okay, apologies for that. What streaming platform is releasing the latest season of Ginny and Georgia today?
Netflix.
Is right. What is the body's largest organ?
Skin.
Is right. What element has the chemical symbol O?
Oxygen.
Is right. Who is the lead singer of Coldplay?
Chris Martin.
Yes. What is known as the red planet?
Mars.
Yes. In relation to technology, what does AI actually stand for?
Artificial intelligence.
Yes. And then how many permanent teeth do adults have?
32.
Is right. How many degrees are there in a circle?
360.
Is right. What Irish county is home to the famous Dingle Peninsula?
Kerry.
Is right. Who hosts the UK TV show The Traitors?
Pat.
That is Claudia Winkleman. Where are Ant and Dec from?
Newcastle.
Is the right answer. I barely had enough questions to keep up with you, to be honest with you. I think it's safe to say there's a strong possibility you're going on a little night away.
Yeah. Yeah. Get the suite ready. The lads are coming.
Prepare the bath.
Lads, that was quite a performance. Our biggest in quite a while. 16 points.
Woo-hoo!
Deserving of our special music.
Yeah, come on. Matthew and Luke, today's winners on Beat the Bomb, possibly the week's winners. That is going to be very, very, very difficult to beat.
You'd have to be very confident, lads, going into that exam this morning after a performance like that.
It's a good start, isn't it?
Whatever electrical stuff comes your way, you're going to smash it, all right? Thanks for playing Beat the Bomb.
Have a good day.
Thanks
very
much.
Wake up. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Wake up with your mates.
We haven't yet heard this music. Which, you know what that means. It means Show has a story for us, and Show has been involved in another incident, you might call it. She's pulled a show, basically. She has pulled a show.
Sunday evening, we had been in Rosslare. We had had a wonderful round of crazy golf. Full course. I'd walked Ashley along the beach. We'd gotten scoop ice cream. We were delighted. Everybody was tired when we got back to the car. Eve fell asleep. Ashley fell asleep in the back. And we were like, what'll we do now? And in a rare turn of events, Niall, I said, I will cook.
Oh.
I know.
Wow.
I think even Tom was like, you're going to cook us a dinner?
On a bank holiday Sunday?
Yes. This would be prime kind of eating out, but I was probably scarred by the farting barman the night before.
You couldn't go downtown again.
Yeah, it couldn't be seen. So I said, I'll make spaghetti bolognese and some...
Not a hugely sophisticated dish, but it is. It's cooking, I suppose.
It's massive progress. All right. So I said, I'll make spaghetti bolognese. I'll get some salad. I'll get some garlic bread.
Yum.
We'll sit around the table.
Family dinner. Yeah,
we'll have our dinner and then we'll play Uno. Great night.
Yeah.
Okay. So Eve's asleep in the back. Tom says, you go in. I'll stay here with the dog and the child, right? So I go in anyway. And does this ever happen to you when you go in to a supermarket where you think, I'll only just get a small basket because I'm just getting a few bits, and then by the time you get to like two or three aisles, you realise it's out of control. Yeah. Like there's stuff like already weighing down your arm and whatever. So I get to like say aisle number four, number five. I'm nearly finished, and I go to kind of adjust some of the items in the basket, and the next minute I realise, I don't know how this happened. I still don't know how I managed to do this, but my crossbody bag has managed to attach. It strapped itself on to the basket, the shopping basket.
No. So you're stuck.
I'm strapped on to the basket. Okay?
The basket is strapped onto you. You are strapped to the basket. Yes. You are now one and the same.
We are at one in the supermarket. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like talking to myself, almost going like, well, how did you do this?
How and then, gonna get out of
so
this
then
mess?
I find like what is kind of an area which is like a display for, I can't even remember what it was. It was some kind of special offer thing. So I'm like, I'll put the basket up there, and I will also put the bag. Like it's just one of those little crossbody, you know, bags. Yeah, got it in Lanzarote, you know the ones. Yeah, yeah. And I put the two of them up, and I go, just like stick your finger into the clasp basically to try and get the basket out. Not happening. Mm. Not. I am attached to the basket.
The basket now lives with you forever.
And so I'm thinking, I have to go up to the till. And
oh
like,
no, you didn't have to ask for help.
Of course I had to ask for help.
Did you not have rang Tom or something and hidden behind the display?
What? Like he's in the car with the child who's asleep and the dog who's asleep. I'm strapped onto the shopping basket.
You don't want people knowing that you're
But sure, I had to get out, Niall. I couldn't live there. You know what I mean?
Like, and the basket probably beeps if you take it outside.
I don't think so.
It
it's
does
only
in
one,
some of them.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, because it has one of those little... Yeah. So anyway, I managed to... But basically what I was doing was over to the till carrying the basket and my handbag at this stage, because if I dropped the handbag it was kind of the basket was gone. It's very confusing. I don't know how I did what I did, right? So I get over to close by the till and I see somebody and I just say to him, is there any way that you could help me here? And he looks as if to say like, what has happened? And then he says, you're attached to the basket. And I said,
no. Yeah, that is correct.
I actually am attached to it. Yeah. This little like kind of strap has strapped itself to your basket and I need to get it out. And he looks at me and goes, I don't have nails. And I said, but I do have nails and I can't get it out. So between the two of us, it took a good, like even when I got back into the car, Tom was like, what happened? And I said, I actually don't think you even want to know what happened.
Yeah, let's just have this bag ball.
It took us a good 5 minutes. What we decided to do was empty the contents of the basket out and then unstrap me.
Okay.
Was your science not cooked dinner?
Yes, Lily. Yes. So we decided it would be easier to unstrap me when the items were out of the basket. And it turned out to be true.
Glad you had nothing embarrassing in the basket.
Imagine.
So he lifted the basket up and I unstrapped the little clasp and he went, you're free now.
Yes.
And then he just kind of looked at me and walked away and he didn't say anything. He didn't say goodbye or anything. He just, I think he just thought, that is the strangest thing that a customer has ever done inside my
He's
shop.
He's attached himself to our basket.
So yeah, there you go. That's. Do you know what? You're dead right, Lily. I shouldn't be cooking.
No.
It's not good.
It's not good for you. It's not good for the people around.
Yeah, exactly. I always say to myself, be vigilant. And that's a pure example of, me like pulling a show.
Pulling a show. Another mortifying moment.
Another one. Go on. Make me feel better.
Do you have any, Lily? Have you had anything lately? I always have. There's a couple I have, right? And these, well, one happens all the time. And the other one I mentioned, I am a devil for the, because I walk everywhere, right?
Yeah.
And what happens is cars come and they wave, they flash, they beep. And of course, again, I think, yes, it's me.
So, I'm Niall Power from Beef
so
Breakfast.
If anyone's kind of waving or beeping, and this happened to me on Monday, I think I was coming from the supermarket, I give a big wave. And again, then I turned around and I realised there's somebody behind me that they're waving at. In fact, it's not me in this situation. So that happened to me on Monday. The other thing is, and I don't know, this only happened the last couple of years, I have a very growly stomach. My stomach.
You do,
Food goes through, it tends to
got a lot to say for itself, that stomach.
And it always goes off in quiet one-on-one meetings. I might have someone in my office sitting down for a serious chat and my stomach decides to spring into action.
And it's even more embarrassing now that you're the like main man. Do you know what I mean? Like you're the boss. Yeah. Like,
at least on a Teams meeting I can hit the mute when I feel it coming on, you know. But if it's a one-on-one, I can't. Wake up, get up, wake up, get up, wake up.
When I wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Niall Power is leaving us for a full week because next week he's going to España on his holidays. And I know, being best friends with Niall, that he doesn't like do much shopping throughout the year. He does like, you kind of, you do some stints, but
do the Christmas shop and then I'll do a bit of a summer shop, but I'm not picking things up all year round like you.
No, like Lily, I'd be in Penny's once a week, you know what I mean? Like,
really?
Oh yeah, Lily, I live in town, you know what I mean? It's like it's very hard to avoid that and deals. I love deals. Yeah, but anyway, Niall, he kind of goes through phases and he wouldn't be shopping willy nilly like me. So tomorrow he's going to go into Penny's and he's going to do a bit of a haul for his holidays,
you know, Penny's haul for the holidays.
Yeah.
You have to do it.
You have to.
He kind of dreads it but loves it at the same time. So I've come up with the survival guide for Niall Power visiting Penny's for the haul.
Strategy.
Yeah, it's a strategy, and you've got to follow all of my tips.
And
okay?
Remember, it's Waterford Penny's. It's a big one.
Stunning.
It's huge.
And it's got history with the rock and everything. Beautiful. It's
wall.
Gorgeous. Wall. With the wall. Yeah.
They've changed it up though.
I know they've now got the self-service tills. Blew my mind.
We've got those in Wexford as well.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's not. Yeah, yours is fancy. It's massive. It's many floors, many stages to it. Okay, so this is your five tips for surviving Penny's tomorrow. Are you ready? Number one, you're famous. You're Niall Power from Beat Breakfast.
Yeah, I've got caught before when I accidentally ended up in the lingerie section. Yeah. And a girl said, Niall, you're not meant to be here.
No. Don't get caught in the knickers. You need to go undercover.
Okay.
Okay? So you're talking fake moustache. Glasses.
You think the security guard's going to like not think that's suspicious walking through the door?
Baseball hat, trench coat and scarf.
Okay. Do you have a trench coat?
I have a trench coat. I have a fake moustache and I have glasses. Okay?
Okay.
Number one. Number two. It's possible, even under that disguise, you might still get recognised. Please do, as we suggested yesterday, carry a signed photo of yourself in your back pocket. Okay?
Yeah.
Smile at your fans. Don't chat. Don't say anything. They won't expect it. Whip out of your back pocket. Whip out of your back pocket a signed photograph of you.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Number three, have your list ready.
I don't deal in lists.
Oh no, you need
to. I go in willy nilly and see where I'm drawn.
That's where you're going wrong. Okay. I'm even going to tear out a page from my notebook for you.
Wow.
Okay, that's for your list.
Okay.
Make sure you know what you want. Don't be distracted. Okay. You'll find all sorts of distractions in there. There could be squishies. There could be miniature fans. There could be nail polish. You just need to stay focused. What are you looking for?
I do not need nail polish for my trip to Spain. I'm sure
on the
of that.
Prize. Okay. Point number four: bring snacks. It can be a long stint. It's the busiest time of the year.
They used to have a cafe in there closed. I think.
Did it? Yeah. Oh, up on the top floor.
Bring your own snacks
bring
now
your own
for
snacks.
Pennies.
You must be prepared. I suggest, in a vein of you, a bottle of cordial. Okay, fill it up at home before you leave. Stay hydrated. Very important. Bring yourself a luncheon blah.
Yeah.
Start with that if you're on the ground floor. Luncheon blah snack.
Are you allowed to eat in Penny's?
You're in disguise, so you're going to eat it.
There's no such thing as a secret blah. Let's be honest.
Well, I think you should wear a glove as well.
Okay.
I'm just thinking you've got the trench coat, a glove as well, and just shove that blah into your mouth while you're eating it. Okay. Followed up.
I'm going to be in the water in New Star next week. Odd character spotted in Penny's.
In a trench coat.
Baddy Brick and Garden called.
Oh, but at least you'd finally get in the newspaper. Follow it with a Turkish delight. Okay. Your favourite snack.
I do like a Turkish delight.
And number five, I think we've given you so much here to work with, Niall. I think the stint in Penny's is going to go really well tomorrow. Number five on the list, Lily, and I think you'll be behind this as well. Okay, you've done all that, right? You've got your shopping, you've survived Penny's, and I want you to go home and give the people what they want. I want your Instagram haul, please.
Oh no, I am not that person. I will never be that person doing a little fashion show when I get home on Insta.
I am begging you, Niall, and I want you to do it in your trench coat and your gloves and your moustache and your glasses. Are you ready to go to Penny's?
No, I'm just going to bring old clothes after that.
Get up. I got you in the morning. Beat Breakfast.
You're somebody who loves your kids' movies, drags your own child to see them like show, cries your eyes out, but walks away because it was such a motivational, inspirational message.
feeling empowered and uplifted and just better about myself.
Shannon and Tip says the good dinosaur always gets me, has me bawling every time.
Have you ever seen that?
Mm. Oh, it's so good.
Sandy, morning, 100% agree. Ice Age is my go-to. So many double entendres. Hysterical.
Hysterical. Kelly, good morning. How's the form?
Hi, sorry, I'm putting away my shopping. There you go.
Putting away shopping.
Oh, did you do the big shop, Kelly, yeah. Or just a...
No, pop-up? No, the, grab something for dinner before
okay.
I go to work.
What are we having? What are we having?
Kiev, it's nothing exciting.
Oh, I like a Kiev, a very underrated dinner. Right, talk to us, yeah. Kelly. What is your go-to kids movie that gives you all the feels?
Up. I love the movie Up.
Yeah.
Nobody prepares you for Up, really, do they?
No. Yeah, I don't think anyone as a child understands it, but obviously as an adult then you're watching it.
The only thing I'd say about Up is they kind of get the worst of the sadness out of the way early on, and then the adventure kind of starts. Do you know what I mean?
It gets better
from there. So you kind of end up a little bit more positive than you were in that first 10-15 minutes when you're just gutted.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I cried. I definitely cried at the start and at the end, but I know what you mean.
And when you got in the car and when you got home. Most likely.
Are you a crier, Kelly?
Definitely. Yeah. I'm the worst. The worst of the worst.
It's therapeutic though, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you're ready for this, Kelly, but this is the Beat Breakfast Motivational Moments from Movies Mostly for Mini People quiz. Okay?
Very good.
So what's going to happen is I'll need some motivational music, Niall, or inspirational music.
No problem.
Okay. Kelly. This is going to be five quotes from Movies for Mini People, but they have changed our lives. When we hear the quotes, we just think, yes, I should print that and put it on my wall. Okay, quote number one, Kelly. What movie is this from? Ohana means family, and family means nobody gets left behind and forgotten.
Stitch.
I'll take it.
Lilo and Stitch.
I'll take it.
The point on the board.
Beautiful, Kelly. Beautiful. You know your motivational moments from movies.
We watched it last night.
No way.
Oh my God. Like, I can't tell you. Like, I didn't have the big cry, but it certainly sparked the start of the big cry, if
good,
you get me.
Good. Okay. The big cry will probably come during Runaway by the Chorus tomorrow night.
Right, Kelly. Quote number two. What movie is this from? For many people, mostly. Oh yes. The past can hurt. But the way I see it, you can either run from it or you can learn from it.
The Lion King.
Kelly, you know your movies for many people.
Well done.
Mostly for many people moments.
Do you watch any, like, adult movies? Not those ones. Kelly, like...
No, I'd be more of a series, I suppose, movies. Yeah.
Kelly, you're nailing this. All right, number three. When life gets you down, you know what you got to do. Just keep swimming. Swimming. Swimming.
Finding Nemo.
Kelly. You're making fun of people that don't know stuff about motivational moments for mostly many people.
I have no life.
It doesn't matter, Kelly. It's a great life that you're living. Yeah. Stay living it. Never, ever stop. Quote number four. Some people are worth melting for. What's the movie, Kelly?
Frozen.
Stop the lights.
Yeah, I have a big Elsa fan.
Yeah, me too. Do you agree with Niall that the music from Frozen 2 is shite?
I don't know. It's that Into the Unknown song. She got a book and it plays the song over and over and over again. She walks 35. She walks around playing it. So that song goes through me.
Okay.
Okay. So you do agree with
dislike
him.
For different reasons.
Okay. Yeah, it's just repetitive.
Okay. We've got one left. Are you going to get 5 out of 5? I believe in you, Kelly.
The Southeast is behind you, rooting for you with every fibre of their being. They are willing you to get this right. The last quote this morning on the Beat Breakfast Motivational Moments from Movies Mostly for Mini People quiz. I can't stop Andy from growing up, but I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Toy Story.
Oh, Kelly. Kelly, can we please all be upstanding for Kelly this morning? Kelly, it's a skill not many have and not many care to have, but that doesn't matter. You have it, Kelly, all right?
Yeah.
And
a lot of people have other junk in their brains, like geography and history. And
pointless.
Facts.
Irrelevant things.
Irrelevant, Kelly. It's all
irrelevant
about the kids'
things.
Quotes, the motivational movies.
How to work your way through revenue, stuff like that.
That's pointless, Kelly. Exactly. Nobody needs that. Have a Fanta with your chicken Kiev tonight. Knock yourself out. Kelly, everybody. Kelly.
I woke up
this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102, 103.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome to Friday.
It is 9:13. I hope you are well. It is time. Right, give us the title. Is the title.
So today is National Fish and Chip Day, and the title of this, in a nod to the day that we're going to celebrate, is the Very Fishy, Not Caught New Ultimate Chips with Salt and Vinegar Beat Breakfast Quiz.
Yay! Now, a lot of people coming forward this morning, including this man who was actually meant to play last week, but victim of circumstances, didn't get the chance. Powder, how are you?
Good morning, good morning.
Okay.
Good morning. Now, take us back to around about this time last Friday when you were meant to play, I can't remember what the quiz was, something stupid. Where were you?
I was in Albufeira on a stag party.
Oh, wowzers.
It was absolute carnage. Yeah. And, you know, I nearly prefer you didn't ask what went on.
I
and
know,
just
we won't.
Nearly
we won't.
Leave it at that. Yeah.
You won't incriminate
what happens
anyone.
In Vegas stays in Vegas. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have a good time, Powder?
Oh, Jesus, sometime. Oh, Christ, a great time. Yeah, honest to God. Are and you... still kind of a little bit recovering.
I was going to say,
I was getting there. And I wouldn't mind, you know, I get in shape before we go, you know, lying by the pool, blah, 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 all that. And I joined the gym, 6 weeks in the gym, and I put up a pound. So that nearly tells its own story.
Did you have a ball?
That was brilliant. Brilliant. Really good. Yeah. Yes. So, no, I loved every minute.
Deadly. Really I'm fair, lovely. How many lads were there?
Oh, geez, the bones of 15 maybe, but good lads and all kind of huddled and stayed together through the whole thing. So, no, really good. Yeah.
And when is the wedding?
It is actually, believe it or not, I think you guys are involved in Relay for Life. It's the Saturday of the Relay for Life, which I'm normally involved in,
but
I'm best man for the wedding. So, and I would have been heavily involved, but unfortunately this year I'm an on-runner. So,
that's understandable.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, now, Powder, you could take it easy at the wedding and go down on the Sunday morning, couldn't you?
No, don't be doing that.
I'm sorry, I'm losing you there now. I'm sorry.
Do you know what? It's
absolutely not.
It's a big job, the best man, and you don't take it lightly,
exactly.
I'd say.
Not a bit. No.
Where's the wedding?
Exactly. In the Riverside, in Enniscorthy.
You'll have a ball.
It should be good.
Exactly.
Now, Powder, do you know much about fish and do you know much about chips?
I know how to spell them and eat them, and I think after that there's not a whole lot to know.
Yeah, you're Grant. Would you be a regular partaker of fish and chips? Like, do you order it regularly?
Like I said, I put up a pound after 6 weeks in the gym. It tells its own story, yeah. I'd be a fish and chip man, definitely.
And would you be a mushy peas?
Mushy peas, all the way. And a cut of lemon or a slice of lemon.
I love a bit of lemon on my fish and a bit of tartar sauce.
Yeah.
Tartar.
No,
go on.
I'm not a tartar man, but no, I draw the line there.
Okay, I don't know how the quiz is going to go for you then, to be honest. No, I'm only joking.
Okay, are we ready to go then? Five questions. We will help you along. We've got a one for all about you for having a crack with us. So let's do our best and see if we can get 5 out of 5. And we're ready to go. Here we go.
This is the Very Fishy, Not Caught New Ultimate Chips with Salt and Vinegar Beat Breakfast Quiz. Question number one, Powder. When you're chatting to your mates about something and something doesn't seem right, you might say there's something what going on. Take your time. Don't be hasty.
Don't rush into it.
No, I know this. I'm going to commit. Fishy. Fishy.
Well done.
The stag has not played with your brain. It's okay. Question number two. What is the name of the crunchy crisp shaped like French fries and flavoured with salt and vinegar? Take your time.
Always get your fingers, but they're so tasty. An Irish classic.
Hold on.
Your fingers at all.
I need to just go to Google here now. I need to go to Google.
I don't know if we can allow
just one second. Chips.
No. There's more to it.
Oh, Christ, I'm like...
So if you were out for a walk, and so use the first word that you had, and if you were out for a nature walk, you might pick up an owl.
Or your dog might be chewing on one.
You know what? You'd pick up like a long thing.
Comes from a tree.
Yeah.
Stick?
Yeah, put them together.
Put those words together.
Chips.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Go chips.
Yes, there we go.
Yes.
That was brilliantly played, Powder. I didn't see that coming.
I actually didn't play there.
Question number...
I really didn't.
That was a puzzle. You put it all together.
Yeah.
Exceptional work.
There you go.
Question number three. You might be out in a restaurant or a takeaway. What might you see on a menu covered in curry, garlic, taco, or in posh places, Parmesan?
Remember, It's about fish and it's about chips powder.
Can only be one or the other. One. You might see it.
Sadly, chips, is it?
Oh, geez, Petty, you're running away with this.
My God. Bang, boom, in the bag.
Boom, in the bag.
You're making a cod of the people listening this morning, to be honest with you.
Oh, no. Dad joke. Oh, no.
Right, question number four. I think we know what's happening here, Powder, because it's just going so well for you.
It's only going one way.
Complete this well-known phrase. And there are options here, Powder, because it's always important to get an A, B, a C. Okay. Okay? There's plenty more what in the sea? Is it A, chicken nuggets, B, jambons, or C, fish?
I'm going to take a stab in the dark.
Okay.
And
risky.
I'm going to go with fish.
Unbelievable, baby. Unbelievable.
Is that 4 out of 4? Wow.
You've really just kind of taken this and ran with it and really left no stone unturned. I can't think of any more fish puns, but I'll come back to you. This is the last question.
You'll think of one on the way to Cork later.
I'll be in Virgin Media Park and I'll have a few puns for you. Will you put the music down for me there for a second, because we need to do a performance for
Powder,
okay?
Yeah, for the last one.
Now, for this one, this is an audio round.
Use that
if you ask me to sing live on radio, it's going to lines.
No.
Thank God.
Powder, this is a real treat for you, because you're going to get us singing for you. You know, stand by.
This is something money can't buy. All right, your money's not welcome here, Powder. Okay, this is it. This is the theme tune from a classic movie featuring a shark. This is the theme tune. Stand by. Audio clue.
Hang on. Okay, now stay in rhythm and sing for me.
Give me a little practice. Hang on, Powder, you just sit there for a second. Dun, dun, okay, dun, dun. Okay. We're going to sing.
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun.
Powder.
A Little Mermaid. No, Jaws, Jaws, Jaws. Jaws.
Well done.
I nearly have paid you to stop.
honest to God, Powder, I have never witnessed a performance like it. And it's the first time on a Friday morning we've introduced an audio clue.
Yeah.
And you nailed it. I cannot thank you enough for taking part in the very fishy, not caught in you, ultimate chips with salt and vinegar beat breakfast quiz.
You just won a 50 euro one for all.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
And you know what? You're always so lovely with your messages of support. Thank you so much for listening to the show.
Not at all. No, love it. Love it. You're brilliant. Thanks, Lily.
Listen, Powder, you have a cracking weekend, all right? All right?
Same to you guys.
Talk to you.
Later, bye.
I've got the power. Okay, it's Friday morning. So a little battle of the sexes quiz between me and Show.
Yes, so Lily is going to be our wonderful quiz master this morning.
But just to point out, in fairness to Lily, I have done the questions for Show and Show has done the questions for me. So you don't have to take responsibility for some of the things in here.
Lily looks so afraid.
I would be too, knowing the name she has about to say.
All right, okay. Who's going first then?
Why don't you go first?
Okay.
Ladies first. Okay. Go first.
So Yoki Takeshita won a bronze medal at the Olympics, but in which sport?
This is Lily's first week on Beat Breakfast.
I can't believe
you said
that on the radio.
Like, that's like her granny is listening to this show. Like, it's totally disrespectful. Bringing down the tone altogether. Just because you're heading away for a week, like, oh, you think you'll cause chaos before you go. Go on. What is it again?
Yoki Takeshita won a bronze medal at the Olympics, but in which sport?
Now, you do have some multiple choice on this one.
Where is Yoki Takeshita from?
You would presume Japan.
Okay.
A, volleyball.
Mm.
B, judo. Mm. C, diving.
Okay.
What did he win?
Bronze medal
at the Olympics.
Yoki Takeshita. Probably Takeshita. You know.
Yeah. I'm going to say he won it at volleyball.
Woohoo!
Fluked that one, didn't you?
I didn't fluke it. I just imagined Yoki Takeshita playing volleyball.
You remember? You remember that?
And not diving.
Okay, you want to give me my first question now?
Yeah, I will, of course. Okay, Niall.
Yeah.
On what part of the body would you use a foam separator?
A foam separator. Foam separator. I think it would make a lot of sense to me to use a foam separator between your toes.
It's the right answer.
I thought so.
Absolutely raging.
So. One like, point to
raging.
What is its purpose though?
So when you're doing like a pedicure or you're painting your nails, it kind of like stops the varnish from spreading. Do you know, like getting onto your feet or whatever. Yeah.
See, I know my stuff. I am so
I think you
in touch
fluked
with my feminine
but anyway,
side.
Yeah, like the lads in the office yesterday didn't know it, so I was like, score. But no, you ruined this. Okay, my question number two. Hope there's no bad language in this, really.
Which profession or trade would you use a widger?
A widger.
A widger.
Oh, God.
And it is what a widger might be. Get your widger out.
Again, Lily's granny listening to this show. Sorry, you know what I mean? What's your granny's name?
Gay.
Morning, Gay. How are you? Lovely,
Gabriel.
Lovely to have you on the show. Gabriel. Lovely to have you. But what is
Gabriel.
It again?
A widger.
Widger.
She's gone. Okay. There's no multiple choice here. We're going tough.
A widger. Yeah. I'm just going to say it's something to do with... A plumber uses a widger. Sticks it down a toilet or something. That always works. That's usually... No?
No.
What is it?
What is it, Lily?
It is used for... A gardener uses it.
Tell us how.
It's a small tool that helps in lifting seedlings out of their trays without damaging them. And it's like a tiny gardening spatula.
I wonder, does my mom have a widger? Because she...
Probably more likely Phil has a widger. Although he's not really a gardener.
Phil doesn't do any gardening. If it's anyone has a widger in my parents' house, it's mom. And do you have a widger? Okay. So
my second question,
question
right.
Number two
okay,
for
the win.
Yeah, take it. Do it for Lily's granny.
Yeah. Okay. What is a romper?
A romper. It is a romper is a dress. You get a romper dress. Yeah.
Oh. No. I'm not going to give you that. It's not a dress. It's not a dress.
I've heard of a romper dress.
What? Like, describe it to me then.
It's a certain cut of a dress that girls wear.
No, you're completely spoofing, and that is not the right answer.
But what is it?
Give yourself a wrong sound effect first. Wrong.
A romper is a piece of clothing consisting of a shirt with attached shorts. Very small children often wear rompers.
That's a
but
dress.
Sometimes
that
trendy
not,
women wear
that
rompers
is a dress.
Too.
A top and shorts attached
Lily,
together.
Lily,
that is a dress.
Lily, what would Gabriel say? What would Granny Gabriel say?
You are wrong.
Yes.
I think I've been shafted this morning in Killian's absence
it's
this
not
morning.
A
it's
dress.
Practically a dress. If it's a two-piece all-in-one, that's a dress.
No, it's a romper. It's like a play
the
suit.
The whole point is of the question is for you to get
you know when you wear a baby grow when you're a baby? That's exactly what a romper
that's practically
is.
Practically a dress.
It's not even remotely in the same family. Would you wear to that?
All right, it's a draw then this week.
That's terrible. We should have a tiebreaker question. There's no jeopardy here.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. All right. Anyway, thank you, Larry. I know.
Larry, you're being archived.
Beat breakfast with McDonald's. Mornings don't get better than this. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.